News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
Boris Johnson has proposed to revive high streets in the UK by allowing people to turn vacant shops into houses and offices without planning permission. Is that something we should be looking at doing here? Lorcan Sir, housing lecturer at DIT, joins us. Lorcan, it's a pretty radical plan. Is it a good plan?
Yeah, well, as with morning, Shane, as with lots of things that Boris Johnson makes announcements about, a lot of it is already in place and a lot of it has been announced before, in fact, many times in this case. His plan is very much the usual kind of stuff that he will come out with about freeing up the planning system. And we have it here as well, a lot of talk or narrative about delays in the planning system holding up all sorts of development. But quite often you find it's not the planning system that's the problem, it's the legal system, whatever else. So people will probably be surprised to hear that in Ireland, if you remember the debacle about Athenry and Apple going to Athenry, and then they went off to Denmark. It actually took them longer to get planning permission in Denmark than it did in Ireland. So anyway, Boris Johnson's idea is that to revive the high street, because the UK high street has been suffering for decades now because it's dominated by not much more than a handful of big brands. And once one brand like BHS or Debenhams or wherever goes, it means devastation across a huge amount of high streets across the UK. So his plan is to allow owners of commercial and retail units to change them to other uses, now, except libraries and pubs and village shops. He's saying they're kind of core, central to the community. So he's not giving permission for this, but he's allowing owners of commercial and retail units to change them to any other use, including housing, without the need for planning permission. Yeah. And the other thing he's doing is trying to speed up development of brownfield land. And brownfield land is not greenbelt, but it's unused land typically within urban areas.
Yeah, which definitely makes sense. And there's a number of places around Dublin where that could be done. I ran this idea past a planner yesterday, and they were horrified at the idea. They said, what you will do is you will ruin high streets because people will turn shops into houses, and obviously they will close the windows up. They'll put blinds across because you don't want somebody walking down the high street looking into your house. And they said it'll be like what Pierce Street and Westland Row used to be like with Trinity College, basically with a whole load of buildings with no one looking out, no doors, no entries. They said it would just be awful for high streets.
Yeah, I probably know the plan that you're talking about. And Trinity, the thing about Trinity College, they ruined Westland Row really and Pierce Street, but nobody could force them to do anything different with it, and that's a part of the problem. So if we allowed something like this, so people on O'Connell Street or Capel Street or any street around the city to change the use without planning permission, you kind of the council and the city loses control of what happens in those streets. So if they went to commercial uses, typically what you find when you have a new development, it's either a Bucky's, a Chinese takeaway or a spa type place or a fast food place that wants to come in, so because they can afford to pay the highest rents, they're very lucrative businesses. So you'll find streets full of very old named, but Bucky's and fast food outlets, and that's not really what we want. I mean, O'Connell Street is bad enough as our premium street.
Yeah,
it's bad enough with that. So you lose control of the street, but also, you need to look at, like, even if they were converted to residential, people don't really want to live residential on the ground floor. So that's going to be an issue. Where it would have value is above the shop, Shane. I mean, I think that's something that we're sorely lacking here.
We've been talking about this for 20 years, the idea of redeveloping. And it makes sense. There's apartments above shops. There's people who need apartments. Why isn't it happening? What's the problem?
I'll give you a statistic from Dublin City Council, which may surprise people. There is scope, there's potential for 4,000 units above the shop in Dublin City alone. So then you start to add in, Athlone and Limerick and Galway and all the other places around the country. So we have huge potential. Now, there's two reasons really why they aren't being developed above the shop. One is that if you have vacant space above a commercial premises, you are entitled to a rebate on the commercial rates that you pay.
Bonkers.
In Dublin, I think it could be
50%. Idea. You're encouraging people to leave it empty, basically.
I think the idea originally was to help business people in downturns so that their rates bill would be less. But you're not exactly incentivizing them to use the buildings properly, the space properly. And the second reason is, myself and Orla Hegarty and Mel Rounds have made submissions, government submissions, and helped Orla in particular has helped Fianna Fáil with a bail on this. There's a bill waiting to go ahead about converting above the shop. If you are an owner of a shop and you want to create two apartments above your shop, say on Cable Street or Patrick Street in Cork or wherever, you have to get planning permission, you have to get a fire certificate, you have to get a disability cert. Three different planning, three different permissions, three different fees, three different timelines, three different sets of drawings. You fail one and you fail them all, and you're looking at probably 10 to 12 grand just to apply to get that done. So the proposal is that local authorities would have a one-stop shop, and you go in with one set of drawings, three applications in the one folder, and it's given back to you in 6 weeks or 8 weeks or whatever the time frame is, and one fee, say €1,000. And that would definitely encourage people, encourage owners to kind of get a bit more traction on reusing or better using their vacant space.
Okay, makes sense. Lorcan Sir, housing lecturer at DIT, thank you indeed for talking to us this morning.